Have you ever heard the phrase, actions speak louder than words? I believe this little piece of advice is important to keep in mind, but never more important than it is at home. Hi, I'm Heidi St. John. Today, I'm in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth." So we've all heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. And today's verse reflects that message, which is entirely applicable in instances where action on our part is required in order to help out someone in need. It's so easy, though, isn't it, to help someone outside of our family before we help the person inside our family? I know that I have been tempted to be kinder to the checker at Walmart than I am to my own children. And I know that when I act that way, my kids see that my priorities belong someplace else. So one of the most obvious places where this wisdom takes form is in our decision on how we spend our time. It's easy to say, "You're the most important part of my life," to my spouse or to my children. But if I don't demonstrate that in the way that I act when I'm with them, then really my words are meaningless. There are so many times that we say things to our children, but we don't follow through. Sometimes that thing is in discipline, and that actions speak louder than words in that regard, too. But it is so important to love our children with our actions and not just with our words, because you know what? Your kids are listening to you, but they are watching you. They are watching you, and when they leave your home, they will remember what you did. Those actions, or the lack thereof, really do speak loudly. It's important for us to remember that life isn't perfect, but there are trade-offs that we must make, and it's important to keep the appropriate balance. Everyone has to work to earn a living, and sometimes it can take up most of your waking time, and often there's nothing you can do about it. But when you communicate with your kids, let them know. If you made a promise and you can't keep it, go to them. That happened to me just this afternoon. I had told my daughter that I would take her to the dollar store, which is her favorite place in the world to hang out. I don't know why. And something came up and I wasn't able to do it. So I went upstairs. I looked her right in the eye. I said, "Sweetheart, I know I told you I would take you today and this has come up and I can't do it, but I will take you tomorrow. Would that work for you?" And because she knows that I'll make good on my promise, she was confident in the promise that I made to her. But if I were to repeatedly say, "I'll do this," and then not do it, my words would carry very little weight, wouldn't they? So if you're struggling today with having your actions speak louder than your words, I really want to challenge you to follow the truth in 1 John 3:18. Let us not love with words or speech, but in actions and in truth. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.